This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat and humidity across much of the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic today and the Southeast tomorrow, Thursday. It may feel hotter than 105 degrees today in Washington, D.C. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump over his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution.
A tragedy at a Delta Airlines facility. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Two workers are dead and a third seriously injured after a tire explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. The airline says it occurred while wheel components were being disassembled at a wheel and brake shop. The parts were not attached to a plane at the time. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation, and Delta says it's working with authorities to determine what happened. The cause has not been released.
Palestinian officials say Israel is carrying out raids across the occupied West Bank this morning, where its forces killed at least 9 Palestinians and sealed off the city of Jenin. As the Labor Day holiday approaches, the TSA expects to screen more than 17 million people at the airports for the holiday period. This is AP News. He created a book-selling empire. Now Leonard Riggio has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The man who turned Barnes & Noble into the country's most powerful bookseller has died. Leonard Riggio died Tuesday of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 83, according to his family. Leonard Riggio was an engineering student at New York University working at a campus bookstore when he started a rival store, Student Book Exchange, that helped him buy Barnes & Noble, which was one store in Manhattan in 1971. Riggio turned Barnes & Noble into such a powerhouse that a book could be a bestseller or a flop based on where it was in the store, or if it was in the store at all. Barnes & Noble was a dominant seller in the 1990s and put independent bookstores out of business. Then Amazon came along. Indie bookshops became allies with Barnes & Noble in the fight to keep physical stores open. Riggio stepped down as chairman in 2019. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.